made alive in us, that Lord, oh God, that you're the God who is restructuring and restoring, will cause us, oh God, to experience wholeness in every sphere, for your glory and honor, for your blessed name to be exalted in all the earth. In Jesus, our sovereign Lord's name, we declare so done. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, I want to thank God for this opportunity to share with those that have taken time to participate in our discourse for the next few minutes and to pray. This week is just short devotions. You know, we'll spend, you know, about 30 minutes, tops 45 minutes, just looking at a particular aspect of the Word of God and how it relates to us and how it should impact our daily experience henceforth. The passage of scripture that I have in my spirit today, it's a passage of scripture that you are very familiar with. It's found in the book of 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, and I'm going to take it up from verse 7, rather verse 16. 8, 4, 7, 7. It says, wherefore, henceforth, know we no man after the flesh. Henceforth, know we no man after the flesh. That's a very deep statement. A statement that we should take to heart, that as we've stepped into this year, we cannot afford to live life as we used to know it, because something has changed. Something is different. People are going to change on a dime, on the turn of a dime, and we need to be discerning. We need to be focused. We need to be very present in the presence of the Holy Spirit. The Ark of the Covenant, as you know, is behind me. And it is unusual in the sense that it has the full picture of the cherubim, the face of the man, the face of an eagle. An eagle has to be discerning. It's looking upwards. And God says to us, don't deal with life henceforth, from now on, just dealing with the flesh. Henceforth, know we no man after the flesh. But what strikes me most in this particular verse is the next statement. For it says, yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now, henceforth, knowing him no more. And the conclusion of that sentence should be after the flesh, because the subject, the objective subject of the previous statement was know no man after the flesh. And now he says, yes, though we have known Christ, even Christ, the anointed one, after the flesh, we should not know him anymore after the flesh. Why is that important to me? Why is that important to you? It is important because God wants us to make the shift. We are not any longer dealing just with Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who healed the sick, who raised the dead, and all of that. There is another dimension of him now. He's not operating as the man. Now he's the anointed man. He's operating as the glorified Christ. Let me go to just briefly, quickly to John 17. You know, this is going to be a challenge for me, keeping this short, right? In John 17, the Lord is praying a prayer. And he says, this word spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven, just like the eagle lifts up his eyes to heaven, and said, Father, the hour is come. The hour is come. The hour is come. The moment, the time is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. Glorify thy Son. In other words, for me to be able to accomplish what you are calling me to accomplish, I need glory. Not just the anointing. We need the glory to fulfill the mandate God is calling us to. So he says, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him, and this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. And then he says, in verse 4, I have glorified thee on the earth. How did he glorify him on the earth? With the anointing. He moved with the anointing. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor and to set the captives free and the acceptable year of the Lord and all of that. He says, I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self. Wow. Glorify me now with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. So I'm coming back to you. I want that glory so I can fulfill the assignment, the completion of the assignment, the hardest part of the assignment. The hard part was not me just coming here and living life and healing the sick and delivering the captives and all of that. The hard part is now I have to go to that cross. This is the hard part. The hard part is not just healing one person here. The hard part is me taking on the whole world. And I need glory to do that. And so he says to us here in 2 Corinthians, again, 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 16, it says that we should no longer operate just looking at things on the surface, dealing with just flesh issues. But something new needs to happen to us. Therefore, he says in verse 17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Now, we can see this passage as just a passage of, oh, I'm a new creature in Christ Jesus. I am born again. But it's a deeper dimension to that particular message. The dimension is, hey, I am now operating as one who is in Christ. I am a new creature. What is this new creature? You've heard me talk about this before. It's a creature which is the mix of God and man. Not just man, a glorified man. You, me, born again of the Spirit of God, are now having the glory of God fully resting on us. So God's glory is resting on me. God's glory is resting on you. And what is the result of that? Old things, old systems, old patterns, everything that we used to be familiar with passes away, and behold, everything becomes new. What is all these new things that the Lord says is going to do? He says all things are of God. whatever it is that is going to be happening now is going to be of God. It's not going to be out of my mind. It's not going to be out of my natural ways of doing things, the systems of the world. It's going to have to be the ways of God, God orchestrating every detail, because this path that we now walk in is a path that we have not walked in before. We don't know it. One of the things that struck my heart so deeply a few weeks ago was God saying, listen, son, everything is going to be new. You don't have a clue about what I am doing. Nobody ever in the history of man has ever experienced what I'm about to unveil to my church, to my bride. We are that ones that the world is not going to understand. And if we're going to be that, we've got to stop just looking with the natural eyes and begin to look onto the author and the finisher of our faith, who, as we look onto him, is going to change us from glory to glory. Because it's going to take the glory to do the next level. This level is not going to be easy in the natural. It will be easy in the realm of the spirit, because we are operating in the dimension of the glory. All that God is, fully equipped, the fullness of the Godhead living in us. Let me conclude, and then we're going to pray. I'm sure you've read through 2 Samuel chapter 7. You've read about the Ark of the Covenant, how the Ark had been captured, how it got returned, and, you know, with a cart, and how the people of Bethlehem started looking into it, and they died, and then the, you know, they wanted the ark out of their hands, and it went into a particular family. And it was there for no less than 20 years. It is possible it was in his house for close to 40-something years, because the ark was taken during the time of Saul. And Saul reigned, Acts chapter 3, I believe, says to us, he reigned for about 40 years. The ark never did return back until David became king. And David was king for a few years. So when the Bible talks about the ark being in the house of Abinadab for 20 years, It was in relationship to the 20 years of mourning and the people crying after Samuel had talked to them about repentance. But in actuality, that ark was away from where it was supposed to be for some 40-something years. Now, it was in a house. Let's just assume that it was there for 20 years. But I've just explained to you, you know, timeline-wise, could have been there no less than 40 years. It was in his house and nothing changed. His son was ordained, Eliezer, I believe his name was, to take care of the ark. Nothing changed in his family. Nothing. Not a thing. Until David says, okay, I need to have this Ark of the Covenant come to me. So he went and he got the Ark, and you know the whole story of Uzzah, you know, they put it on the cart just like they used to do, just like the Philistines did. They were doing it the same old way, and somebody died because of it. died. So David is upset. He's angry with God. And Obed-Edom takes on the ark. It was in his house just for 3 months. Not some 40-something years. 3 months. 3 months. And his whole life changed. His family changed. Everything around him changed. Until David became jealous. The word of God says that God is going to cause the Jews to become jealous. This jealousy is going to come not just because of the anointing, but because of the glory of God that's coming upon the church. And God is going to make us one new man, Jews and Gentiles together. I think it is symbolic that God led us to bring in the Ark of the Covenant, because it is a sign of the move of God, bringing in his presence and the church and the Jews coming together. Yesterday, I got a note from a Jewish man and his wife, and he says, "Thank God for family and friends." And I wondered, which one of these am I? Am I family or my friend or am I both? God is doing something. He's reconnecting us. And there's going to be an explosive move of the Spirit of God that's going to cause the world not to understand what's happening, because here are going to be Jews and Gentiles alive in a deeper dimension. I'm thankful that as I read through 2 Corinthians today, God is birthing in me and in you this statement. He says, "And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself." Reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and have given to us the ministry of reconciliation, first to the Jews and also to the Gentiles. This is a new day. Well, let us pray. I'll like everyone to have an opportunity, you know, a few minutes to pray. We're not too many on right now. So just going to ask, starting with Pastor Choice and then Lindsay and then Kristen and then Brother Byron and Sister Sherry and then Brother James and then Sister Catherine, to just pray briefly and just ask God to do this work of transformation in our lives, because Jesus said, "Father, glorify me." He cannot glorify himself. It takes God to do that. We all sin. We all fell short of the glory of God. Now restore unto us the glory that we had before we fell, the glory that we had before Adam blew it, the glory that we had when Jesus was still in eternity past in the presence of the Father. Let that glory be restored so that we can function in this new dimension for his glory. Amen.
Amen. Father, we thank you that you are our God. We thank you, Lord, that you've been preparing us for this day. You've been teaching us, preparing us, first of all, being in covenant with you, and you've taught our brothers into a place of partnership. And now, Lord, we thank you that we are in this place. You're preparing us to receive your glory, to partnership with you in that, in this realm, oh God, that only you will take all glory. Father, I thank you that when Adam and Eve failed, you did not give up on mankind. You did not give up on us. You did not give up on any one of us. Lord, I thank you, you made a way.
Yes,
Lord. You made the ultimate sacrifice to draw us back again unto you. And Lord, as you've drawn us with your love, you woo us with your love, and we surrender totally to you. I thank you that those of us that have done that in the body of Christ, oh God, you have entered into covenant. We've entered into partnership. Now you're bringing us into this place for this unique time, for a time such as this. Mighty God, my Father, my Fighter, only you, O God, are able to manifest your glory in the way that you know we need it to be manifested in our lives.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you, mighty God, for your fullness that will be manifested this year, that all the steps, miraculous steps you've been taking us step by step, every day, every moment, since 2020, 2029, way back and bringing us into this day that you have made, that we rejoice and be glad in. Father, we thank you.
Yes.
We thank you that what you have started, you will bring to completion in our lives.
Amen.
And in the lives of our families.
Amen.
To the glory of your name, O God, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Father God, we worship you. Hallelujah. Father God, we thank you for the privilege to be chosen for this time. Thank you, Father God, that you know what you're doing. Father, we agree with your word concerning each one of our lives, concerning your church, Father God. Father, we thank you, Lord, that your glory is coming upon your church now, that we are rising up in your glory. We thank you for this new thing, Father God. We draw on your mercy, Father. We draw on your grace, Father.
Yes.
And we acknowledge you in all of our ways, God.
Close.
Thank you. Father, we will do it your way, Father. Thank you. We have hearing ears. We have seeing eyes, Father. We are connected to you, God. And every instruction you give us, Father, we receive the grace to obey it immediately, Father. Thank you, Lord, for these new ways, Father God. Thank you, Father, for what you're doing. We agree with you and we say, let it be so, Father.
Amen.
Thank you, Father God.
Amen.
Jesus, I pray.
Praise the Lord. Kristen. Unmute yourself, Kristen.
I'm unmuted.
Okay, go ahead.
Dear Lord, we just thank you for this time. We thank you for this day, for this new year. We thank you, Lord, that... Sorry, Liz, you just have to mute it. Okay. Lord, that you have been declaring restoration since August. You said it in the declaration, Lord. You said it in the new year in September, Lord. And I just declare that it is a restoration only from you. A restoration so mighty, so glorious that there wasn't even an essence or even a hint that anything was broken, anything was disrupted, Lord.
Mm.
Thank you, Lord, that you just performed this type of restoration over your people, over your church, over glory and peace, over every leader, over apostle and mama. Lord, we just declare restoration. We declare restructuring. And Lord, we thank you for your glory, for your manifested glory in every area. Lord, you declared it and it shall come to pass.
Yes.
Nothing you say shall return void unto you. Thank you, Lord, that you have been speaking to your church. And you haven't stopped, Lord, that we would just be a people that continues to hear what you are speaking, agree with it, and run with it, Lord, that we would just say, hey, my God said it, it is done, it is finished. Thank you, Lord, that this new time, this new realm, that we would just slip into it with ease, that we would just trust you, that we would just take it on, Lord. And that we would rest in your glory, Lord, because it is only you, Lord, that people would look at us and they would say, only God and his glory could do such a mighty work in that person, in that church, in that ministry, in that people. And we just thank you, Lord, that it is already done. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. All right, Byron and...
Heavenly Father, we just thank you that you are the God who is God of the universe,
yes.
God of all things. You are over all. You are over all the nations. I thank you that you cause righteousness to spring forth, to spring up among the nations, Lord. It springs forth, Lord.
Hallelujah.
I thank you, Lord, that you are able to exalt your name among the nations. Lord, you are able to humble the proud.
Yes.
And I think of the book of Daniel and Nebuchadnezzar. Lord, this king who was over all of the world at that time, and you brought him to a point where he exalted your name and proclaimed your name and broadcast your name to all the peoples and said, yes, you, this God of Daniel, is the true God.
Hallelujah.
He is able to raise up the basis of men and to bring down those that are proud. So, Lord, I thank you that you are able to exalt your name. And we just say, let your name be exalted now.
Hallelujah.
Among the nations, in Canada, in Winnipeg.
Yes.
Let your name be exalted.
Yes.
Let truth be exalted.
Yes.
Lord, and righteousness.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Father, we give you praise. Father, I'm just overwhelmed. Overwhelmed by your goodness.
Yes, Lord.
Overwhelmed by your detail. Overwhelmed by your absolute love for people. Father, I just ask that you would break anything in us that is not 100% given over to you, that this month of January, we would just continue to fall in love with you more and more. That as Apostle said this morning, not only you could trust us, but we would completely trust you, 100%. We banish any lie of the enemy that is speaking to people, that is saying, you have heard this before, you have waited so long. We say expectancy rise up in every member of Glory and Peace Church.
Amen, Lord.
You have been doing such a work, Father. You have been staging it. You have been setting the scene. And you are saying that now is the time.
Yes.
And we declare, yes, now is the time.
Oh,
we
God.
Believe. And Father, we look at the mercy seat and we thank you for your blood that was shed. We thank you that you are continuing to reconcile us. We thank you that everything is aligned. And we look up as the eagle looks up and look at your mighty, mighty greatness. And we say, yes, Lord, have your way. Yes, Father. You are the only one that matters.
Yes.
And we give it all to you in
Amen.
Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Right, James.
Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank you for such a time like this. Lord, we give you all the glory. We give you all the honor, adoration, Lord Jesus. God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, you are the God that take care of us. You are the God who opened doors that no man will shut. I thank you for your goodness, O Lord. I thank you for your favor over our lives, O Lord. Father,
yes,
as this is our restoration time, Lord,
yes,
everything that has been stolen from us,
yes,
Lord, will be restored back in our
Amen.
Lives. In Jesus' name I pray,
Amen.
O Lord.
Amen.
Father, I thank you for your goodness, O Lord. I thank you for your favor, O Lord. Protect us in our going out, protect us in our coming in, Heavenly Father. Lord, I decree and I declare your holy name over this family of glory and peace, O Lord.
Yes.
I pray for Apostle Mike and Pastor Maria, O Lord. Father, you will continue to protect them. You will continue to be with them. Even when they go to the nations to preach, Father, I pray that wherever they put their feet, O Lord, that nation will change and follow you in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Father, I thank you for everything you have done for us, O Heavenly Father.
Yes.
Lord, I pray that we will not turn our back on you, O Lord.
Yes.
We will follow you all the way in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for everything that we are trying to do, oh Lord. You will lead us in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
I decree and I proclaim your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. I think we lost Sister Catherine. Oh, there she is. Okay. Sister Catherine, your turn. We don't have your audio. Oh, something must be wrong because she tries to come on and she's not coming through. Okay. You can't find the unmute button. Okay. All right. I'll pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your presence. Thank you, Lord, oh God, for this first day and for these ones, oh God, that are part of this time together. It is not a matter, oh God, of numbers. It's a matter of being chosen for a purpose. And Lord, oh God, you have chosen. And you're dealing with every one of us by the power of your Spirit. Lord, oh God, let your hand rest upon everyone and their generations. Builder of the church, build your church. The church that the gates of hell cannot prevail over. Build that church. May we be, O God, that church. May we be, O God, that which you have picked out for a greater purpose. Ask, O God, that your hand will rest upon each one, that you grant each one, O God, supernatural eyesight, the ability, O God, to hear you, to see you, to behold you, to experience you. Lord God, let your anointing shatter every stronghold. Let every lie, every deception of the enemy fail. You are God who cannot lie. You will never lie. You are well able to do exceedingly far beyond that which we dare ask or think. According to your power that worketh in us, Lord, O God, let your glory fall upon your people. Let it rise, O God, upon your people. Your word says, arise and shine, for thy glory is come. Your word says, O God, the glory, your glory is risen upon us. Let the impartation, O God, of this manifested glory bring the results that the glory brings about. It brings about restoration. It brings about, oh God, increase. It brings about fruitfulness. It brings about supernatural wealth. It brings about favor. It brings about wholeness in every area. It impacts, oh God, our children and our children's children for generations. So, Lord, oh God, we say, let it be unto us now, even according to thy word. We have waited for the manifestations of your glory. Lord, O God, let our wait, O God, not be in vain, because we are counted worthy, O God, to be broadcasted. Lord, O God, you've done your staging. Lord, O God, you've brought us through the time of testing. Father, O God, even through this past 2 years, now, Lord, O God, let there be a manifestation, O God, that brings about the authority of your name made manifest in a very focused way in this world. Henceforth, know we no one after the flesh, but by your Spirit, we are now being changed from glory to glory. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for every one of you. Well, we're not in church. We are the church. And since we are here, and we've heard the word of God, let us feel free also to honor God with an offering. You have your donate at Glory and Peace, whatever, or you have the website, and you can give that way. And do let others, thank you so very much, the information is on the screen. Do let others know what you got from this gathering today, and encourage others to be online tomorrow on Zoom. And I'm surprised at how many are not on here, but I suppose we're broadcasting also on Facebook and YouTube, so maybe some people are listening via that medium. But let's get as many as we can on Zoom also. Amen. This is our time to get. God bless you. Enjoy the goodness of the Lord. May His peace garrison your hearts. And may the joy of the Lord be your strength, now and always. Amen and amen. God bless you. Good night. Love you guys. See you tomorrow.
Bye-bye. See you tomorrow. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Yeah.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.